Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot blasted over the city's violence after decrying Colorado shooting. So we had that whole nightclub in Colorado Springs that had, I think, five people were murdered, and you had another, I think it was 18 injured in a, it looks like it was a intended shooting, right? Horrible scenario. Don't get me wrong. Terrible situation. But to have Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who in her own backyard just has utter chaos going at any given moment, to the point where there are websites that I read from continuously that show you how many shootings, how many murders, how many victims that Chicago's got at any given point in time. They've got weekends that are just wildly off the charts with gun violence going on in Chicago. So for her to point the finger at, we need to stop this forever, that's not an untrue statement. However, maybe take a peek at your own backyard and what you're saying might be true. But let's look at Chicago and see what we got going on, which we do often. And it's not good. Let's jump on in. Let's see what we got going on here. Some of the things are pretty funny that folks are saying. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot was swiftly ridiculed for decrying the mass shooting in Colorado, while her own city is plagued with gang violence and fatal shootings. Now you might say, okay, yeah, all right, but we hear that all the time. What does that mean? Well, let's take just a little peeky peek see and see what that means. So far this year in Chicago, November to date, we've got shot and killed 39. This is just November. 39 people have had their lives ended. Shot and wounded, 139 individuals. Total shot, 178 people have been shot this month in Chicago. This month. So you got these incidents that happen. Yeah, they're terrible and all. Multiply them by a factor of whatever. And then you've just got, regular weekend in Chicago. So literally this past weekend, Chicago, it was very cold. I think they had a bunch of snow. Didn't everybody, like everywhere other than the West Coast and maybe Florida, have some snow? Maybe California didn't have some snow, but I mean, God, the whole thing in New York, just 6 feet of snow, crazy. So there was a very cold weekend in Chicago, and they only had, I think, 4 people were murdered and like 17 wounded. 4 murdered, 17 wounded. That's a slow weekend in Chicago. And that's this whole shooting that she's talking about. So put those two things in perspective, all right? That's kind of bottom line here, what we're saying. And that's a slow weekend. A big weekend would be, upwards of 20 people having their lives ended and, 60 people shot, something like that. And you get one of those weekends where it's just hot and people are just annoyed and they just run around shooting each other. The Democratic mayor responded to the deadly shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado, where 5 people were killed and dozens of others were injured, by saying that it made her sick. Well, that's what a lot of folks are saying about Chicago as well, right? It's making them sick that this is ongoing. This isn't just a one-off, because we're not seeing this on the regular in Colorado Springs, right? No, we're not. We are seeing it on the regular in Chicago. I'm sick of this, S-H-I-T is what she said. How many people need to be murdered? How many lives torn apart until it actually stops? We don't have to live like this, and we don't have to die like this, she wrote on Twitter on Sunday. Those are all true words. Those are true things. But coming from a mayor where this is just like a slow weekend, literally, I just put those numbers in comparison, right? This is a slow weekend in Chicago in comparison what happened in Colorado Springs. So, yeah, there's that. This past weekend, at least 20 people were shot and 3 people were killed in shootings in the Windy City. Now, those numbers are a little bit off, but you're super close. Lightfoot's tweet was quickly ratioed, with Twitter users calling on the mayor to address her own city's problems with violence. This is what I hate about Twitter. Twitter is going through some gyrations, isn't it? It is. I like it. I think it's good. I think Twitter's going to come out on the other side a little bit better. I might even use it. But this whole thing where you send out a tweet and everybody just, tweets back at you, and you got to get in this, you know, back and forth. It's like a bunch of kindergartners arguing to me is what Twitter is all about. And I'm more like, I don't really care about that. Yeah. Could I get some more business out of it? Could I get some more views? Could I get some more eyeballs if I engaged in that? Yeah. But the deal is I'm still running a couple of other businesses, legit businesses. So do I need to go down this Twitter road? I mean, I probably should, but then again, I don't really care. You know what I mean? But everybody else, Lori Lightfoot, she's saying stuff. We got to respond. We've got to respond. Conservative radio host Dan O'Donnell tweeted, I'm not sure, comma, but it seems like you might be in a position to do something about murders in Chicago. That's funny. All right. That's funny. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yep. Others mocked the mayor's seemingly tone-deaf tweet. Conservative pundit and talk show host Dave Rubin called her a clown. He didn't just call her a clown once. He put up, let's see, I think that is 9 clown emojis. 9 clown emojis to Mayor Lightfoot. All right, Dave, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, that's funny. All right. It's craziness, right? It's craziness. So when you've got all this stuff going on, you've got this Colorado Springs stuff. You know, we've got some crazy stuff going on right here in the greater Pacific Northwest, if you want to include Idaho in that. We've got a situation where 4 kids at University of Idaho had their lives taken about a week ago. Just a wild, crazy, crazy story. You know, kids coming back late at night from doing a little bit of partying. They were at a taco truck or a food truck, and they were getting some food, and they came home, and all these 911 phone calls, and we had blood coming out of the side of the house where one of the kids was just, they were all stabbed repeatedly. Just a horrible, horrible deal. They're, you know, 20, 21. And while this is ongoing, 2 of their other roommates in the house are sound asleep. They don't hear it, and they don't make a 911 call till the next day around noon-ish. And so you've got this situation that's been out there for a week that is just got some crazy stuff. It's being reported on nationwide because it's just one of those stories where you're like, what? And then basically University of Idaho just emptied out for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday because it's one of those things where nobody wants to stick around, even though the investigators are saying there's no threat here. It's in Moscow, Idaho, which is literally across the road. It's about 5 miles away from Pullman, Washington State University. I've spent a bunch of time at both places. And so you've got this situation where the city is going, it looks like it's a very concentrated attack. And so don't worry, it's all good here. Meanwhile, all the kids are just like, I'm getting the F out of here. I'm going home. I'm not sticking around to deal with some murderer on the loose. So, you know, this is one of those things where most communities have like a one-off situation like this, and it's just terrible and horrible. I mean, 4 college kids, they're in the prime of their life. They're going to school. They're trying to better themselves. Yeah, they've spent a few hours blowing off steam on a Friday, but you know, that's college life, especially over that direction of things. You don't have a lot to do. There's not a lot to do in the Palouse, right? I mean, it's just this agriculture area, and you've got Pullman, and then you got Idaho, University of Idaho in Moscow, which is literally across the border, 5 mile drive. It only just takes a couple of minutes to get from, you know, Washington State University, University of Idaho. And normally these communities don't have a lot of this stuff going on. Chicago, it's got it going on all the time. So that's where I think this, you know, you've got these politicians. It'd be like Mayor Ted down in Portland calling out calling out the Tenderloin in San Francisco for its homelessness issue, right? It'd be like, what are you guys doing down there? This is terrible. It's no way to live. It's awful. That's terrible. Same deal, right? And you got Mayor Lori Lightfoot here. This is a terrible, horrible thing, which it is. But coming from that individual who's the mayor of Chicago, who can literally make changes, but is seemingly not doing anything other than, and this is part of the reason I'm bringing this up, and that's why we're talking about this in this podcast. You've got the CEO of McDonald's saying, hey, you know what? I'm having a really hard time recruiting management level positions to the city of Chicago because they're like afraid of being there. They're afraid of the violence. They're afraid of coming to the city and experiencing some of the ongoing violence that we talk about all the time. Downtown Chicago, you know, different story, but you got to live somewhere. And if you're not living right there, you're going to have to deal to some extent with some of the just craziness going on in Chicago. And a lot of businesses have left. Meanwhile, you've got somebody like Mary Lori Lightfoot, who's cranking off tweets about how horrible something is in some other state. And in her own backyard, you've literally got websites that their sole purpose is to document the elevated levels of violence that Chicago's got going on a regular basis. You have a weekend count for how many number one shootings and then how many murders as a result of shootings took place within Chicago. And not a lot of other cities where you see those statistics dedicated because you just don't have them, right? It's not a thing. It's not a thing. But in Chicago, yeah, you got some stats that are next level. Colorado Springs, University of Idaho and Moscow, Idaho, Chicago, yes, sirree. All right, that's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. We'll catch up on the next one. Bye for now.